We begin today in the remote hills and mountains stretching across Mendocino, Humboldt, and Trinity counties. The area serves as the unofficial capital of marijuana cultivation in California. And as you might imagine, people who live there have a strong independent streak. They're skeptical of government, including police and drug enforcement agents. Now, a debate is raging there over how far some groups go in reporting on police operations as they're happening. Michael Montgomery has our story.
It's a rite of spring in some parts of Northern California. Each year about this time, pot growers prepare the ground for another season. Meanwhile, a paramilitary force of local, state, and federal agents gets ready to deploy.
When you come down into that first grow, don't forget to work your way to the north.
By summer, the marijuana eradication campaign is in full swing. Agents in low-flying choppers scouring the countryside for illegal pot farms.
According to a citizen's observation at 8:45 a.m. this morning, three helicopters were seen headed from Laytonville towards Bell Springs Road.
And each year, community groups respond with local radio broadcasts like this one.
To report sightings such as these, or this one, you can call the Civil Liberties Monitoring Project at 923.
The reports alert listeners to the movement of agents on the ground and in the air in Humboldt and Mendocino counties. They started as a response to anti-drug operations that intensified during the Reagan presidency. Locals have long complained of drug agents invading homes without search warrants and destroying property. The reports on police operations are broadcast on local community radio station KMUD, known to just about everyone as KMUD.
The broadcasts are very useful and reassuring in some cases.
Charlie Custer is a local writer, activist, and one of KMUD's army of volunteer broadcasters.
And they aren't just about police actions. They're about anything concerning community safety and awareness. And because the police actions cannot be relied upon to be orderly in any sense, it's very good to know what may be heading your way.
But there's now concern that these broadcasts could threaten officer safety. Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman worries that the reports could tip off the bad guys and trigger an incident, especially as his deputies target Mexican drug gangs, which Allman says are moving into Northern California.
I hope they're not going to say, this is my land, don't come here. Well, what if it did happen? What if somebody did get hurt, either that citizen or a law enforcement officer? Who would have blood on their hands?
Allman wants KMUD to stop the broadcasts. So on a recent evening in downtown Garberville, the sheriff met with representatives from the radio station and the local group that gathers the reports on police operations. As a man with a matted beard and wizened face played a violin outside the meeting hall, Allman tried to strike a conciliatory note. He said his deputies were targeting only illegal pot farms, not growers who cultivate medical marijuana legally. And he expressed a certain wariness towards federal drug forces.
I don't like Blackhawks in my county. I really don't. But if we lost a local or state or federal law enforcement officer, when it was determined that a local radio station had broadcast that they were coming up the driveway, I believe we're setting ourselves up for something bad.
But Allman's appeal to stop the broadcasts was met with doubts from the audience, including Jared Rossman. He's vice president of the Civil Liberties Monitoring Project. Rossman complimented Sheriff Allman for being more responsive to the community, but he remained skeptical.
I congratulate law enforcement for responding because there was a lot of years of intense fear. Have any law enforcement people, local or state or federal, been hurt in these two counties over these 20 years?
Last year was the first year that in a decade that we actually took rounds during the execution of a search warrant. We're finding notes, we're getting death threats in ways that we've never got before. We're seeing a resistance now that we haven't seen ever.
And it's 8 o'clock. You're listening to Redwood Community Radio, KMUD Garberville, 91.1 FM.
KMUD occupies a rambling one-story house just behind a gas station in the tiny hamlet of Redway in southern Humboldt County. The station broadcasts an eclectic blend of music, news, and talk shows. Program director Marion Norzer disagrees with Sheriff Allman and says their reports about police activity are simply part of a broader commitment to progressive politics and public safety.
We're not actually broadcasting their whole operations. We're just giving the public an awareness that there are 10 trucks heading down a very narrow road with one lane portions of it with tight turns. Again, our reports are quite benign.
Sheriff Allman agrees that KMUD provides an essential service to the community, especially during emergencies like forest fires. And he says he's not threatening the station with legal action, at least not yet.
I'm not talking about going to the FCC and saying, take away their license. That's not my intent. My intent is to figure out a solution where everybody is satisfied. They don't have to be happy, but they're satisfied with a solution.
But as the community braces for another season of choppers and armed police convoys, Marion Norzer says KMUD isn't going to stop alerting listeners about the operations and potential abuses by drug agents.
I can't ever imagine that happening. But I do want to, I do appreciate Tom's willingness to have that conversation and his wanting to bring back the trust within the for the public and the police. But I don't, there's a lot of other things that are happening that breaks that trust on a regular basis.
Both sides have agreed to continue the dialogue and reassess the situation after marijuana eradication operations wrap up this fall. Meanwhile, Sheriff Allman took his appeal directly to KMUD listeners this week on an evening call-in show. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery in Humboldt County.
Michael's story was produced as part of our ongoing collaboration with California Watch. That's a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting.